This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Wednesday, June 28th. God's word for you today is, let him. Our scripture reading is taken from Matthew chapter 6, verse 32 to 33. And it says, so, don't worry at all about having enough food and clothing. Your heavenly Father already knows perfectly well that you need them, and he will give them to you if you give him first place in your life and live as he wants you to. How do I let Jesus meet my needs? Number one, I ask him to be my shepherd every day. Number two, I make him priority. I give him first place in every area of my life, and I live as he wants me to. Our shepherd already knows perfectly well what we need. He knows our physical needs. He knows our emotional needs. He knows our sexual needs. Yes, he does. He knows our financial needs. He knows our relational needs. He knows all that we need. And that is totally beautiful. Your heavenly Father already knows perfectly well that you need them, and he will give them to you. Not only does God know what you need, but he will also give you what you need, no matter what the need is. In other words, God does not just know your needs, he will fulfill your needs. And the condition is, if you give him first place in your life and live as he wants you to. Number three, I relax and give him my worries. Since I have given God first place in my life, he might as well have my worries. A lot of us have prayer lists, and it is good to have a prayer list. And our prayer list contains the things we are trusting God for. So we build an altar before God and put our prayer list before him. We are praying and brooding over it, and things happen to the glory of God. But before having a prayer list today, I want you to have a worry list. That's right, a worry list. What are the things that make you worry or anxious? Ask yourself, what am I anxious, worried about? Are you worried that you will be looked down on? Write it down. Just write. I am worried that I will be looked down on. Are you worried about people's disapproval of you? Write it down. Are you worried that you are going to be lonely for the rest of your life? Write it down. Are you worried that you will not be able to pay the school fees or college tuition for your 12 children? Write it down. When you have finished writing your worry list, I want you to take it to God and give it to him. Say, Father, this is my worry list. Is that even in the Bible? Yes, it is in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7, which says, give all your worries and cares to God, for he cares about you. How many worries are you to give to God? All. So, write everything down. Offload every worry and anxious thoughts to that piece of paper. Then go before God and put it on the altar, and then you take your heart off it. And if, when you are praying or working or reading, the worry wants to come up again, you say, no, it is on the altar. If it is a fresh worry, one that is not on your list, take a minute to add it to the list. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song, and it says, turn it over to Jesus. Turn it over to Jesus. Turn it over to Jesus, and you can smile the rest of the day. Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.